Hello, hello, hello. This is a paranormal playground sound. This is the Boston Medium, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, I'm back. It's good to be back. I was absent last week. Snowed in. Okay, snowed in. Couldn't make it, but had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and the rest of the week was just as gorgeous. And can we just give it up to this summer weather that's going on? Okay, literally, I was outside wearing t-shirts and a shirt, jogging. I was like, this is surreal, because guess what? Tomorrow, it's going to be freezing and snowing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, how's that for April Fools? Well, it's not April yet, but, you know, it's along those lines of the nature playing tricks on us. Just kidding. Nature isn't playing tricks. Nature's just being nature, and we can't be mad at it, can we? We can just enjoy it and be in the presence and be in the moment. Ah! Woo! Anyways, whoa, do we have a freaking show? Do we have a show? Like, so basically, I got a new beat we're going to be playing. I made a new beat, David Lynch inspired. How many of out there are David Lynch Twin Peaks fans? Say aye. So beautifully enough, so I'm really excited to get into this. I can't even talk. Like, it's like straight up like that. Like, I can't even talk right now. Like, I need to calm down. This is too much. This is way too much. Okay, so last week on this beautiful, beautiful, magnificent, snowy day that I had a chance to just be by myself and kind of be in solitude with spirit, I came across some David Lynch videos, and it was very, and I wasn't even expecting it. It just showed up because in one of my video links to one of the YouTube meditations I had, and of course it goes, David Lynch, Transcendental Meditation. And I'm like, whoa, why am I just seeing this? So I put it on. Immediately, it was just like, okay. Within the matter of an hour, I was meditating, I was drawing, I was painting, and I was making a beat that was inspired by Twin Peaks. With literally the minute of an hour of discovering David Lynch's Transcendental Meditation. So I was very connected to his spirit. He's very connected. The videos, his speeches, he's there. He's on the level. You already knew that, though. When you would see Twin Peaks, you'd see everything that was going on in there. I fell in love with that, and I fell in love with Agent Cooper, actually. And absolutely, there's just no other character out there in television or fiction like him. And, you know, it's interesting, because the first beat that I ever made, that's when I first had a glimpse or saw Twin Peaks, and I saw like a glimpse of Fire Walk With Me, the movie. So I never saw the actual series until last year, the whole series. I only saw the movie, but the first time I saw it was like, you know, I was 18. This was like years ago. I first discovered, I mean, Twin Peaks came out in 1990, you know, 1991. And I discovered it like 10 years later or whatnot. I don't know how to count, but you know, whatever. But it's interesting, because it wasn't like on purpose where I saw David Lynch is Twin Peaks and then I started making beats. No, it was just in the midst where I made my first beat, and then all of a sudden it just connected where I saw that for the first time, and my beat was parallel to the kind of scary, kind of horror movie-ish kind of feel, but very, you know, it was very like still hip-hop. And so it was just I don't know. My beats aren't hip hop, I don't think. I just think it's indie, but they're basically the bottom line of what my beats do, regardless of how you want to categorize them. You know, I channel spirit. So just leave it at that. So we're going to do this. We're going to, this freaking awesome full hour. I'm so excited. Are you excited? I'm really excited for everybody to listen to the beat. But you know what? We need to meditate. Yes, we need to meditate. Like, I'm not even joking. Because I didn't even meditate this morning. So if we go through the show without meditating, this is not going to good. Just kidding. Okay, so let's just, we're going to do really brief, about like 5 minutes. Okay, So just get really comfortable. Breathe in, exhale, inhale, breathe out. Inhale, exhale. You can feel right now just allowing yourself to release, allowing yourself to flow and to be one with spirit, be one with nature, be one with all of beauty, be one and be here. Let the love of spirit just shine and flow through you like no other. Feel how magical it feels just to be here, being in the presence, being loved, being so fully dedicated to the higher realms of life, love, and spirit. Feel how magnificent you are. Feel how wonderful and what a miracle you are to just be here. Just feel what a miracle this is. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tie tight. See, we're grounding right now, and we're exhaling and inhaling. Just getting into that breath. Feeling the love, feeling the gorgeousness, and inhale. Let the love of spirit shine down on us, and let the joy fulfill our hearts, our minds, and bodies as we release and we let go, and we just feel the calm serenity surrounding us. In this moment, we open up to spirit, and we invite spirit to be a part of our broadcast in this hour. We invite spirit to be here with us. We invite spirit to give us any messages, any feeling tones, anything that they need for us to know and hear and be with. Oh, angelic realm, be here with us right now. Imagine, oh, a beautiful waterfall in the forest. Imagine all the magic that surrounds us in the light. Surrounds this beautiful, beautiful gold light that surrounds us. Imagine yourself with fairy wings or angel wings or butterfly wings, however you picture. Your bare skin with nature and the air and cleansing, playing in the waterfall, playing with all the animals, and playing in so much bliss. The sunlight is shining on you, vitamin C pouring through your heart, awakening you and energizing you right now to freedom's love. Breathe in. Exhale. In the waterfall, as you play in the water, you see a beautiful reflection of yourself. Now, as you play in the water, you can see the reflection, but now the angels invite you to see something else. It is still your reflection, but it is a reflection of your higher self that is coming into visibility right now. See, we are always evolving. We are always getting better. We are always becoming more ourselves, and it never, ever ends. We are infinitely growing. So as we're infinitely growing, what is this right now that you see that is your greatest and yet to be in that reflection? Beyond beauty, beyond physical appearance, beyond what we believe we should have as perfection, what is your perfection that you're seeing in that reflection through the waterfall in the pond? Oh, feel that beautiful water nurturing you, giving you what you need, hydrating you, letting you feel lifted. Take this image of what it is, of who you are that is your next to be. And even if you don't see it, get into the feeling tone right now. Breathe in. And the butterflies come and dance around you and swarm around you. They take your dream and they take your vision and they take your manifesting. And they lift it up into the air, into the sky, and bring it to the universe. So that message and all the vision that you saw, it is you right now and it is here. There is no waiting, wanting, wishing. It's right here within you. This is an activation right now that you have stepped into your higher self. Feel that love coming in. Say thank you, Spirit, as we come back to Earth. Thank you, infinite realm, and we give great thanks. And when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Yay! So So that was the brief meditation to open us up, get into our higher selves, and connect with spirit and all the messages that want to come through in this hour. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here. Oh, I love spirit so much. I love this. Alrighty. I got some tunes before we come back. We're going to play Psychic Agent Cooper, my new music production. Twin Peaks fans, get ready. Get ready. I hope you're all ready. Here is Up Above My Head with the Heavenly Gospel Singers, coming to you right now.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Oh, I really do believe.
I really do believe. There's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere.
Up above my head. Music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Music in the air.
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
I really do believe, I say,
I really do believe. There's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere.
Up above my head.
Oh, my head.
Oh, my head.
Oh, my head. Oh,
my head.
Oh, my head.
Oh, my
head.
Oh, my
head.
I'm shouting, Lord, 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 give
my.
Oh, my head.
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 By the Lord, I really do believe.
I really do believe.
There's a heaven somewhere. Heaven somewhere.
Up above my head.
Lord,
I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
Music in the air.
Lord, I hear music in the air.
Up above my head.
Up above my head.
She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
No.
Hello, hello. This is the Boston Medium, and you're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I think it's PSA time. Yes, I do. I love this PSA, by the way. Oh, it just brings me joy in my heart. Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all exercise, you should. Now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, ride, bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Free Tufts for Community Radio. So I'm really excited because I have another hour. I love you guys so much. Oh my God. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit, give us another hour. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Oh my God. Jumping for joy. Jumping for joy. Okay. So this is what you've all been waiting for. Hold on. I have to make sure. One second. So if you're just joining me right now, So I'm the Boston Medium. Yes. Paranormal Playground Sounds. And basically what happens is every other week I make a new beat, I make a new production. I'm a producer beat maker. So that's what I do. And so, but I channel spirit through the beats. And so I just get, and it's what I do is it's inspired more than just kind of picking things. I don't ever make art or create things like just picking. Sometimes I do, a lot of time, I'm not going to say I never do that. Like intentionally create art, but basically my favorite way to make art and write is basically just inspired, is basically simultaneously just basically having it there like a psychic connection. And that's how it is. That's just how it goes. And so this happened with basically when I was last week stayed at home when I wasn't here and it was snowing, and it was David Lynch Transcendental Meditation. Please look it up if you, hopefully, because I do have 2 hours here, we'll be able to I'm gonna play you a snippet of the David Lynch speech where Transcendental Meditation, so you can get a kind of a feel. And if you're not familiar with his work, look up Twin Peaks. That's basically what this work is inspired from. So, and basically the phenomenon of it was he was talking about meditation through creativity. And I know all about that. That's what this whole thing is about. This is what Paranormal Playground Sounds is about. I think probably it just looks to be very more parallel, my energy very more parallel to David Lynch than any other, I think, creator that I've basically seen, like on a on a supernatural level, if I could say that. So I'm just really, really excited about this, really excited about what's about to be happening. Are you? I hope you're going to get excited. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to just have an audience come right on in. Yes, I'm doing the Facebook Live. Facebook Live. Hello, everybody. Let me type in what... I should have typed in what this was. Give a message. Wait, finish. No. So, no. Delete this. Okay. Sorry. I'm talking about what I'm doing on Facebook right now. No, it has to be done. Everybody has to hear the new beat that's coming in. I'm really excited for this. Twin Peaks. Okay, Twin Peaks inspired. Inspired. Yes. Here we go. And we're going to be rolling in about 2 seconds. By the way, again, Boston Medium, come see me. I'm usually there. My committed days are weekends. Ritual Arts, 153 Ritual Arts. Get a reading, psychic reading, tarot cards, mediumship, past life regression, or straight intuitive, incense, crystals, candles, the statues, all your spiritual needs, sage, anything, all your spiritual supplies are at Ritual Arts in Allston. So come there, come meet me, come say hi. You know, I'd love to meet you. Schedule an appointment. You can schedule an appointment any time of the week, actually. But I'm there committed days for walk-ins on the weekend. So just to let you know. Just to let you know. So hello. Okay, so now I'm talking to the radio, but I'm also talking to Facebook Live right now. And so you're about to witness, all of you are about to witness the premiere of Psychic Agent Cooper is what this is called. And it is inspired by David Lynch. So everybody out there, brace yourselves. This is the opening. Get ready to get enchantified. Enchantified. Is that even a word? Who knows? But here we go. Ready? Let's do this.
Diane, my reporter is on the table. I'm unable to reach it at this time. I can only hope that I inadvertently pressed the voice activation button. I'm lying on the floor of my room. I've been shot. There's a great deal of pain and a fair amount of blood. Fortunately, I was wearing my bulletproof vest last night for Bureau regulations when working undercover. I remember folding the vest up, trying to chase down a wood tick. Imagine the impact on your chest of three bowling balls dropped from a height of about 9 feet. You might begin to approximate the sensation. All things considered, being shot is not as bad as I always thought it might be. As long as I can keep the fear from my mind. Yes, you can say that about most anything.
Hello, hello, hello. That, my friend, was the premiere of Psychic Agent Cooper. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening up to my beat, David Lynch. Let's give it up for David Lynch. Let's give it up for David Lynch. Let's give it up for Twin Peaks. And let's give it up to channeling spirit through music and creativity. Thank you so much. Oh, whoo! Oh, I just got an extra charge. I just got fully charged. It was just amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God! I love it. So with that, you're with me for all the way till 3 o'clock. Get excited. Get ready. Get into the light. And let's play some more music. I love you so much. Woo! Here we go. Old school punk for you. We got some Addicts right here with England.
Listen to me. I'm singing every day. Take the straight and narrow way that Jesus in turn from your sin. He's coming back to earth again. He's coming back to earth again. To claim his children here. And if you will abide in him, he'll take us home where there's no fear.
And we see surfaces, you know, surfaces. And about 300 years ago, scientists, they started wondering, what was this wood, and what was this metal, and what was it really? So they start looking into matter. So this side is matter, and this side is mind. Mind and matter. And the scientists, well, they discovered molecules. Deeper they went, and they discovered these atoms. And like I say, they thought that was the smallest particle for a long time. All these things we learn about in school. They went deeper, and they find inside the atoms these little electrons and neutrons and protons. And they went deeper and deeper and deeper, smaller and smaller particles, smaller and smaller particles. They found four forces. On a deeper level, the four became three. And on a deeper level, the three became two. too. And then, about 30 years ago, modern science, quantum physics, discovered the unified field. The unity of all the particles and all the forces of matter, creation. Not only did they discover the unified field, but they found that everything that is a thing emerges from this field of no thing. Unmanifest it is. Unmanifest. It is no hyphen thing, but all things come from it. Anything that is a thing has emerged from this field of unity. It's oneness. The scientists know this exists, but if they wanted to get there, you can't get there. It's unmanifest. You can't walk into this field. But any one of those scientists could practice a technique, a transcendental meditation, which, remember, true happiness is not out there. You're given a mantra. Mantra, a very specific sound, vibration, thought. Very specific. It needs to be life-supporting at all deeper levels. And that mantra that you're given, that Maharishi gives, the key that opens the door. The mantra turns the mind within. Turns the awareness within. And you naturally dive. Why is it natural? Because each deeper level of mind and each deeper level of intellect has more happiness. And the deeper levels of mind and deeper levels of intellect correspond to deeper levels of matter. At the borderline of intellect, transcend. Transcend is the key word. It means to go beyond. You're going beyond field of relativity, duality, experiencing oneness. Pure, unbounded, infinite consciousness. Infinite creativity. Intelligence. Energy. Love, power, and bliss. Dynamic peace. Always been there, never had a beginning, it is and it will be forever. Unbounded, infinite, eternal, immutable, immortal. Consciousness, fullness. Any human being can experience this easily and effortlessly with transcendental meditation. Transcendental meditation is just a vehicle to get you here. When you experience this level, you enliven it, and it grows in the individual. So if you started with a ball of consciousness this big, everyone has consciousness. Consciousness is the way to understand consciousness. If you took it away, you'd see what it really is. If there wasn't any consciousness, we wouldn't exist. And if we did exist, we wouldn't know it. It's the I am-ness of life. It is life itself. Tied to consciousness is all this. Creativity, intelligence, energy, love, power, bliss, dynamic peace. All positive, light of unity, all positive. You experience this level and you enliven it, and this ball of consciousness that you thought was just going to stay the same for the rest of your life starts expanding, and these qualities expand. So day by day, you're growing creativity, intelligence, love, energy, and this ball of consciousness is now expanding, and you're owning unconscious or subconscious more and more and more. Side effect of the growth of this consciousness is negativity starts to recede. Tension. Write all these things. Stress. Anxiety. Sorrow. Depression. Anger. All starts to go. Can't live in the light of this. In schools, when there's stress, anxiety, horror stories, depression, so many people on pharmaceutical drugs, suicides, shootings, stabbings. You give a student this technique. It's easy to do. It's not concentration. It's not contemplation. Concentration, contemplation keep you right on the surface. You're not transcending. It's this field that does everything for the human being. This field. And you experience this field when you really get there and transcend. This is transcendental consciousness. It's, you know, there's so many names for this field. The Tao, Kingdom of Heaven, all these names for this one field, the absolute totality. In Vedic language, this field is called Atma. A-T-M-A means the self with a capital S. Know thyself. Get there. Know it by being it. Unfold it. And what you're doing is unfolding your full potential as a human being. Your full potential of the beautiful human being is called enlightenment. And people can unfold their enlightenment. I told you, that anger lifted away without trying. Poison to the artist, poison to the environment, poison to the human being, lifts away without trying. But it's not that you become.
This is the Boston Medium. You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, a 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you enjoyed that David Lynch explanation of how transcendental meditation works, given by David Lynch, and beats by me. Oh, yeah. We're here for another hour. How do you like them? How do you like them apples? How do you like it? Ooh, just shut off. Oh, more to come here on the Paranormal Playground. Oh, no. Where was I? On the Paranormal Playground Sounds. It's sweet. It's spectacular. We're here for another hour. I'm here for another hour. Loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you. Okay, what do we got on the list today? What do we have on the list? What do we have on the list? What do we have on the list? Okay. Oh my God, I'm feeling spectacular. Spentational. It's a new word, just made up. Don't mind it. Don't mind. Let's see, which one? I'm trying to see which is a good one, which is a really good song. Okay, Spirit. Okay, I like this one. You're gonna like it too. I bet you're gonna like this. Woo! What is that? Okay, so you're gonna like this. Ready? Here we go. Here's some Sugar Pie Honey Bunch by the Four Tops. I think it's the Four Tops. Is it?